We're back, the Neil Haley Show, and we're really excited about our guests. And this is something, again, we really have to understand. What really is network marketing? We started that out at the beginning. Now we have had a lot of products and services that are very legitimate product services that you can really make money in. Now there are ones out there that call themselves direct sales, network marketing, but they truly are not at all. It is what the reputation of really reputable companies get. So I'm excited. Welcome to the program, Network Marketing Pros. Lang and Jason, guys, how are you? And, you know, I'll go right to it, Lang. That's the thing, that because of companies like we're going to talk about today, not naming them, but the types of things, that's the problem that leads to people thinking that all network marketing companies are like those companies that really don't run a reputable business.
Right, Neil. Yeah, there's some out there that seemingly appear and sound good. The problem is they're really they kind of trade money for money. There's not an actual product or service behind that. And some of them are very subtle. Some are kind of hidden the way they work. And those, obviously, and I'll be honest, probably like anybody has that's been in network marketing, we've all been in back in the golden years of what they called was an airplane. And I have no idea why they called it that, but I should look that up. But airplane or Ponzi scheme, where literally they would tell you about how, hey, you know, if you invest $500 and you go get six other people to do, you rotate to the next level. You made, you know, $3,600 and you go back into the pie and now it's like more people and they rotate through. And it sounds kind of interesting. I got myself caught up in that in my early teens because not understanding what a true networking business or direct sales company is, and it put the hurt on me real quick. So it was a big buy. It was like $750.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Now though they do it more subtle in a smaller way, and I did. I had a friend approach me some years back, and he's telling me about it. And believe it or not, they actually had a website for it, which I knew it wouldn't be too long before the AG would step in once they found out exactly what was going on. And you did. You went into like this pod and you started out with just like $20, you know, and you get six other people to get 20 in. And then you rotate to the next level. Once you make this money, if you want to, instead of pulling it out, you just put it back in. So now you're in a higher pot and you can work your way up the ladder. And I thought, and this is a very reputable friend of mine that, has a lot of credibility and has his own business. And I thought, are you serious? I mean, you really think this is legitimate? So I was like, no, because I don't want my name on anything like that. It sounds good. Yeah. It looks like it'd be easy money, but the problem is you can get blacklisted real well. And something like that. One, your credibility goes into two, you are now on a blacklist, name list, that'll be with the Attorney General. And probably even with the IRS. So it's just like, it's just not worth it. And I know there's some other ones out there that are online. And I won't necessarily call those Ponzi schemes. I'll just call them schemes, to say the least. And that is where, kind of maybe going to the next phase of the interview, but where it's companies that do a lot of online training, and they make you think you're getting involved with something, right. You start trying to make your money, but they never really get back around just showing you how to make money. They're constantly training you. And so the one thing I do know in this business, in this industry, is you should be able to earn while you learn. If you're not, you better take a second look at it. There's something, there's fishy, and there's something you need to catch in there.
Interesting. All right. So let's go to Jason on this take as well. We have heard Lang's experience with these Ponzi schemes. What can you bring to the table and what you've seen as well? And also kind of combing this Facebook land of network marketing groups and seeing some of these businesses that are out there, Jason. That's what I've spotted just since I've started to learn more and more about this, because I've only been with one company, Visalis, since I worked with World Global. Now I'm looking at another company, but I haven't really had the experience. I've had Amway approach me years before, but tell us about the ones that's like, you know what, stay clear of it.
Yeah, well, I think what happens is you know, people are entrepreneurs, and for the most part, they mean well, but then they kind of get caught up and lose track of what they actually are doing or offering. Now, I'm not saying everybody has a good heart and they're just not in it only for the money, but you've got people that come up with an idea. Look, we're going to take all this training material and we're going to actually put it into a way to offer a product that will give people hope. And again, we're going back to working on someone's emotions and charging for it, whereas they could actually do that on their own. Now, I'm not going to say, I will tell you that my take on it is that people are ultimately responsible for themselves, and it is up to each and every one of us to do our own due diligence. Lang hit it right on the head. If you don't have a product or a service that offers people value, that's where it becomes really gray. And so if you are looking into a company, you've got to take some of that responsibility on yourself. You got to say, look, is this person credible? Because, look, you could take a real legitimate business, and if you're an unethical person, you can make that a scheme. You can lie about what you're doing. You could be drilling oil wells and charging a fortune for it and not be drilling oil wells, but you can pitch a good feel about it. So there's always ways to become a scam. If you're looking into something, make sure you're doing your really good checks and measures and balances to make sure that you're coming up with good information to invest. So I would say it lies on a lot of us as well.
And what really frustrates me is I know great guys in network marketing. You two are definitely great guys. I love working with you. I loved working with my mentor, G.J. Reynolds, but there were people that were behind the scenes in all these companies that truly didn't look at the person. They looked at the number. They looked at how many. But when we're talking these Ponzi schemes, they're the ones that want to jump on these as quickly as possible. What I'm seeing online, and this is stuff I want to investigate now. I guess I'm going to be this investigative journalist and put you guys on next week with this. And then anyone who's interested in possibly reviewing a product with us, or at least presenting a product like we're the Shark Tank, we're looking to do this in a couple of weeks after I kind of go in and investigate all these different ones that are online on Facebook. And I would love an entrepreneur to come on and explain this business and allow my experts, Jason and Lang, to respond the next week with more of feedback. They might have questions, and then bring and then review the product. We would love to do that, and I think it would be a great opportunity for that business or that entrepreneur that's just looking for that opportunity and that airtime, because lots of people look at all network marketing as wrong. And Lang, I'm going to go back, and this is where I'm going to kind of really bring up certain companies. I'm going to bring up Amway for a second, okay? Amway was the first, but it has one of these, and probably Herbalife. Those are two that have a reputation that is one of the worst reputations ever. However, the companies made a lot of money, and a lot of people made a lot of money. They had products and services. They just gave unreasonable promises to people. But so let's go to that for a second. I want to jump, and then I'll jump back to Ponzi schemes, because that's the thing that network marketing does. Is it or MLM, or, you know, people talk about pyramid. We talked about that on the show before. I don't want to go back to that. But when you talk about an Amway, and you talk about an Herbalife, and the companies, how they're attacked by certain people, it's not really the business model. It has to do with a lot of the people who are entrepreneurs. Isn't that true? As Jason was talking about credibility.
It is true, Neil, and I'm going to go back and go back over it and just kind of piggyback on what you said. And Jason has been right on the mark of what you said. If you kind of break it down, really, a lot of network marketing gets its bad name, unfortunately, from people. It's not necessarily the company. All companies pay. Some are harder to make money than others. Some have more stipulations, but they all still pay. And so the problem I have is, and here's where I'm going to piggyback on what Jason said, is that they bring him in, and it's like that old word you never want to hear that gets people in trouble, is enticement. You entice them in, and like you said, Neil, with these promises of this big, you know, these big things and this lavish lifestyle, and And back in the olden days, they used to get up and talk about money. And finally, the attorney generals, stepped in and for the different states and kind of like, oh, wait a second, guys, we don't mind if you talk lifestyle, just don't talk money. And so because a lot of them were being fraudulent, being falsified with actually the numbers they were throwing out there. Because my parents have been in network marketing most of their lives. My dad was a 30-year corporate guy, but they got into a company and they were at the same level of a lot of people. But all these people are talking about all this money they're making, and my parents were like, well, we're not making near that. So what's going on? They were like naive ones, the actual moral and ethical ones in the business, unlike a lot of them. So again, like Jason said, you write off of people's emotions. So it's a great enticement to make them think they're going to make $10,000 a month or second month in the business. And same thing with what you said as well, Neil, is the fact it's not really the company or business.
Right.
It's the people.
Right.
The people that make it that way.
It's true.
The last thing I'll say is I'll just say that the best thing you can do is if somebody's just about bringing you out to look at something to get you educated and they're not sitting there trying to put a pen in your hand and make you sign and they have a vested interest, that's what you want. You want somebody to share what they're doing. And if they like it, great. If they don't, move on. There's lots of different companies out there. It's just like corporate America. Take your choice. Find your passion. Do what you love.
And so that goes back to Jason and you, your response to that whole thing as well. Because Jason, again, you've been in network marketing for years, just like Lang has, and you saw the history in a different way. In different businesses and different companies, that's the problem. It's really the people, not the business, because these businesses would be closed down. It's unethical promises. They're not reputable people. They say, hey, you can do this, this, and this. And really, that's not the case at all. And what you guys, when I talked to both you guys, when I was on board working with you at certain times, I've heard you guys are not promising the world. You're saying, hey, you work hard, you can be successful, but we can't promise anything. And that's the problem. These guys that are in these companies that are probably lower level that promise the world just because they have somebody up top that really might not be ethical as well, telling them to just go ahead and do it, right?
Yeah. One thing I'll tell you is, it's understood is that in network marketing, it's a wonderful thing in many ways, and that's that there is no checking out somebody's resume to become a part of the company. You can be literally right out of prison and have a rap sheet, but still do network marketing.
Yeah, that's right.
So the pitfall, you might not know good business practices. You might not have a whole lot of experience, know what to look for. But yet you're allowed to go on and make videos and claim what you want. And you can put out just about anything. If you Google just about any company, there's always a video out there just saying that whatever it is that you're looking into is a scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid. And a lot of times that's just people that have no business experience. They had a bad experience. Maybe they just called customer service and didn't get what they wanted, and all of a sudden it upset them, and they're going to put something bad out. So there's also good companies getting a bad rap, but there are definitely the schemes out there produced by a lot of the same people that came in for the wrong reason. So for sure.
Okay. All right. So I'll bring up right back before finishing us up again. We're with Lang and Jason, Network Marketing Pros. And the ones I'm seeing is this new like phone app, okay? And it's basically where they're going to only entice you on a Facebook group and say, here you go. Here is, you put in $20 and get 5 people in, and you can make this amount of money in this amount of time. This is a total scam, right? Right, Lang?
Right.
This is where they shut it down 5 minutes later and they say, oh, the message is deleted. Explain these, what some people were doing, just to kind of nickel and dime and say, and they hand out this cash and say, look how much cash I got paid just to do nothing. Yeah, that's really something to look out for and say, this is a scam. Get run away quickly.
Absolutely. I know me and Jason are both second that motion for sure. If it's something like that, you know, is that really even a business model? I mean, let's just be honest. You have to laugh at those. But again, Jason is so true. What he said is we're riding on people's emotions. People are still, even though America seemingly is strong as far as the job market goes, people are still hurting. You know, you don't see all of that. Just like they say, if you have $20 in your pocket, you're wealthier than like 90% of the world. So that's the thing that we don't want to see, because network marketing has gotten what's funny is, in one way, is network marketing gets a bad rap, but yet more companies are coming out with their products and pushing it through the direct sales network marketing model, because it's much less expensive and they can pay people a lot of money to go to work. And that's another thing that Jason was talking about as well is, you know, so the goods and bads is, yes, anybody can get involved with network marketing. Now, so there's pros and cons. The con is, yeah, it could be people that are inexperienced and, yeah, they kind of use enticement. They haven't been coached and you really need a good upline coach. Then you get the other ones that, man, are just looking for an opportunity and they end up making drastic changes in their life. They just didn't know the vehicle to do it until they got introduced to it. So, and every day there's new people in different networking companies that are making a huge change in their family's life because of the opportunity. It's a minimal startup cost, good products, different models of how you make money and commissions. But it has made network marketing has made more millionaires around the globe through all the different network marketing companies than any corporate company out there. So it's a great business model, but you just have to be careful.
And that's it. So I want to kind of do some investigative journalism and present ones and say to you guys, and I'll tell you before, scam or no scam without naming the company. Just ones that just seem a little... don't worry, I'm not going back to Bitcoin, guys, all right? I am talking to a lady with her mentor next week about one that involves a former Shark Tank guy. I'm going to be interested in hearing about that company, but I'll kind of just listen and laugh and hear what they have to say. Because I'm always, as an entrepreneur, and this is the other thing that I would tell you, unless you're really rocking a network marketing company, you're making a full-time income, please, please, listen to other companies. They might have better comp plans. They might have better opportunity, or you could run with both of them. And Jason, that's true, right? If you're not making a full-time income off of a network marketing company, always have your eyes open to other entrepreneurial opportunities, right?
Absolutely. I think it's great to be open-minded, be flexible. As you become a leader, a lot of times companies will tell you they don't want you to participate in other companies, but to me that's holding you back. I mean, you're allowed to own multiple properties in real estate. You can have multiple business ventures. What makes it any different? Now, you do need to focus on something and put your mind to it and really make sure you're doing the right effective decisions on what you're doing, but you can keep your mind open and find out something might be a little bit better and fit your needs and get you from point A to point B quicker. So don't ever close your mind to that. That's my take.
Well, that's fantastic, guys. Again, Jason and Lang, we'll go right with Jason again. Best places we can connect with you guys, social media. I know you guys can contact them anytime for some free advice, but best place we can go.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go on to Facebook. We've got Network Marketing Pros. You can like our page. You can message us. And Lang and I both will get back with you just as soon as we see it. So look forward to hearing from you, and we appreciate it, Neil.
You're welcome. And for next week, I've already looked at companies. You're welcome, guys. But I want to say one more thing. For next week, I've already looked at specifically email companies that are network marketing companies, watching videos, commercials, text messages, so PayPal. I already have some to review next week on the show, guys, and we'll review them. And then any networker that wants time to kind of pitch their idea to my network marketing sharks, I would love you guys to contact us, especially contact Lang and Jason. They will get back to me and we'll schedule you guys to come on the show to pitch your product or service. Well, good guys, it's good talking to you guys, and we'll talk next week, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Neil.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Neil.
All right. Take care, guys. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.